Blackstone Audio presents Nakedness by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Nakedness. "Oh, look," Joan Maple said in her voice of delight. "We're being invaded." Richard Maple lifted his head from the sand. Another couple, younger, was walking down the beach like a pair of creatures, tawny, maned, their movements made stately by their invisible effort to control self-consciousness. One had to look hard to see that they were naked. A summer's frequentation of the nudist section up the beach, around the point from the bourgeois bathing-suited section where the Maples lay with their children, and their books, and their towels, and tubes of lotion, had bestowed upon the bodies of this other couple the smooth pelt of an even tan. The sexual signs, so large in our interior mythology, the breasts and pubic patches, melted to almost nothing in the middle distance, in the sun. Even the young man's penis seemed incidental, and the young woman appeared a lesser version of the male, the same taut, magnetic stride, the same disturbingly generic arrangement of limbs, abdomen, torso, and skull. Richard suppressed a grunt. Silence attended the two nudes, pushing out from their advance like wavelets up the packed sand into the costumed people, away from the unnoticing commotion and self-absorbed sparkle of the sea. "Well!" A woman's exclamation from underneath an umbrella blew down the beach like a sandwich wrapper. One old man, his dwindled legs linked to a barrel chest by boyish trunks of plaid nylon, stood up militantly, helplessly, drowning in this assault, making an uplifted gesture between that of hailing a taxi and shaking a fist. Richard's own feelings, he noticed, were hysterically turbulent. A certain political admiration grappled with an immediate sense of social threat. Pleasure in the sight of the female was swept under by hatred for the male, whose ally she was publicly declaring herself to be. Pleasure in the sight of the male fought specific focus on that superadded boneless bit of him, that monkeyish footnote to the godlike thorax, and envy of their youth and boldness and beauty lost itself in an awareness of his own body that washed over him so vividly he involuntarily glanced about for concealment. His wife, buxom and pleased and liberal, said, "They must be stoned." Abruptly, having paraded several hundred yards, the naked couple turned and ran. The girl especially became ridiculous, her buttocks outthrust in the ungainly effort of retreat, her flesh jouncing heavily as she raced to keep up with her mate. He was putting space between them, his hair lifted in a slow spume against the sea's electric blue. Heads turned as at a tennis match.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?